Did you know a little shock could go a long ways? And I'm not talking about alcohol. Stay tuned for more information.
Welcome to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. The drawbridge is down for all to walk across the moat and enter into a kingdom of fun, exciting entertainment topics behind this fortress. Get the latest updates on Daring Darren and She-Rox. The crown jewels are stowed away. Sorry, She-Rox. I digress. Don't wake the dragon. But in case you do, get your crossbows ready. And now, as we catapult into the show, he will never let chivalry die. Here's the American Prince Charles III.
Hi, I'm the American Prince Charles III, and I want to thank you for tuning into the podcast today. Did you know that if you've had your shot, it can go a long ways? And I'm talking about your COVID-19 shot. CDC announced yesterday that people that are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 do not need to wear masks or practice social distancing indoors or outdoors.
What you say?
Except, of course, under certain circumstances, right? So this is what the director of the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced yesterday, which was Thursday, all right? So what does this really mean, huh? A lot of people are not even aware of this. I've had a lot of people call me and they ask me, hey, what does this mean, Charles? Is this real? Someone told me this, and then I've been hearing it through the grapevine. Well, yes, it is real, and it was announced yesterday by President Biden and by the CDC director. So if you're fully vaccinated, you can start doing things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. And that's what Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during the White House COVID-19 briefing yesterday. She basically said that we have a long waited for this moment, right? That we can get back to some sense of normalcy. And this is what she was saying, that we needed to worry about getting to this point where everyone did their part to get vaccinated, to do their part to social distance, to do their part in wearing masks. Well, just to let you know, I got my shot about a month ago, and I am vaccinated, fully vaccinated. I got the Pfizer, and it's unique. It's different. I didn't feel any symptoms. I did not get any sort of side effects. The only thing that I got was a little sore arm, and that was for maybe for that night, I think. I woke up that morning. It was just a little bitty pain there, just a little bitty pain, but nothing major. And I say all the time, if I could do it, any of you can do it. I just wanted to do my part in being an honorable citizen of the United States. And I think when the government asked me to serve for 20 years, I did that in the Navy. I did my calling there. And so when it was asked of us to get the shots, wear a mask, social distance, I did my part, what I feel all citizens should do. At least that's my belief. That's what I feel. Am I telling you to get the shot? I say do what your heart leads you to do. But I feel that it probably will behoove you to get the shot. Be smart of you to get the shot, because, you know, there are a lot of variances of this thing happening right now. And if you can at least stave off some of this craziness that has killed so many people in India and other places, you will be able to at least have a head start on this horrific virus. Right. So it has taken the lives of so many people, and some friends I know and friends I have who've lost loved ones, and my prayers and my heartfelt deepest condolences to all that have been affected. I just really pray that whatever this is, it is over. It is at least getting in our rearview mirror, where we can start moving on with some sort of normalcy. And that is my prayer with this crazy situation. And the people over in India, you know, I pray for them. I pray for all those that have lost their lives to this pandemic. It is unheard of. So I want to let you guys know that basically, if you have been vaccinated, you can do away with your masks. You don't need to wear your mask indoor, outdoors. You don't need to wear your mask in other situations where most of the times we wore them before we were vaccinated. If you feel you want to still wear your mask, well, then wear your mask. It's fine. It is just to let you know that enough shots have gone into arms that they feel, the CDC feels, that the virus is now basically not as much of a threat as it was before. And I guess in some sort of sense, we're reaching somewhat herd immunity, I suppose. The virus doesn't have the means to jump as and to jump from one person to another and do as much harm and wreak havoc as it has done in the past. So, again, a little shot can go a long ways. If you want to get around your loved ones and give them hugs, go to gatherings, go to the beaches, go to the parks, go to movie theaters, go to different places that you once did before all this started. Get your shot. Be brave. Get your shot. I got my shot. And I will tell you, I don't take stuff like that lightly. I really believe that there is a reason that they ask us to do this. And I feel that doing the part of being a compliable citizen, a citizen that will comply, I went on and did it. And I tell you, I feel great. I have no side effects, you know, and for me, I'm glad I did it, because now I am able to ditch the mask. I'm able to hang around friends. I'm able to attend different gatherings and parties and go to different conferences and meetings that I once did and partake in some of the activities I once did without a mask. I haven't been on my bicycle as much because I didn't really want to ride my bike and be breathing in heavily as I'm cycling. If you know what I mean, you know, leave a comment in the section below. I was really concerned that huffing and puffing and while you're pedaling your bicycle, perhaps I can, you know, suck in the air from someone else who just rode by me on their bike or jog or was, you know, that were jogging by me on, you know, and I breathe in their exhaled air. Could I get the COVID-19? I was very concerned about that. So I wasn't riding my bicycle as much. And because of that, you know, I gained just a wee bit amount of weight. Just a wee bit, you know, nothing too serious. But I'm getting ready now to really start documenting some of my bike journeys and putting those on YouTube and other places so you guys can see where I love to cycle and ride my bike, my mountain bikes and round bike and ground bikes, road bikes on certain paths and trails. So I want you guys to know that this report of a breakthrough is real. The mask mandate is over as we know it. It has, let me add this in here. If you have not had your shots, you need to wear your mask. So now everybody was saying to me with a couple emails I received, hey, what does this mean? Is this an honorable system? Well, yes, so far as I can see, it's honorable.
Oh, snap.
You know, I know I have my mask. I know I have my shots. I have my shot card that they gave me when I got my shots. So I'm going to say, if someone were to ask me, Charles, have you had your shots? I could say, yes, I had the Pfizer. I had two doses of the Pfizer at different stages, and I waited the full 2 weeks after the very last shot that went into my arm so I could be fully vaccinated. Now I'm able to say I'm fully vaccinated and I can remove my mask. If I haven't waited the full amount of time that is required once the shot went into my arm, I am not completely fully vaccinated. I'm on the track to be fully vaccinated, but I'm not fully vaccinated until the 2 week period has passed for the last shot in my arm. If you know what I mean, you can leave a comment in the section below.
Oh, snap. That is you didn't know?
Proper protocol for it. That is the proper protocol for it. If you've gotten your shots and you've waited the proper amount of time or the requested amount of time that has been allocated for the particular vaccine you've received, then you are fully vaccinated. If you got the Pfizer and the Moderna, you have to get one shot, and then I think it's a few days later, then you get the other shot, or a few weeks later, then you get the other shot, and then you wait 14 days after that, and then you're fully vaccinated, correct? So after that, you know, you're good. If you get the Johnson & Johnson, you have to get one dosage, you're good to go, period. So let's keep that in mind, and let's encourage our family members and friends to get the shots, because truly the only way I honestly could say I see America moving forward, even with some sort of normalcy we had before this pandemic, is by getting our shots in hands, getting our shots in the arms, basically, not in our hands, but in our arms. So I want to make sure that we use our voices, the people with the platforms, the people with shows, the people that are able to have fans and followers that can hear your voice. Tell them what you've done. I've gotten my shot, and I've gotten my shots, and I'm happy that I can report to all of my fans here that I have been fully vaccinated, and I urge and encourage you to do the same. If you need more information, please go to the CDC website and look it up, read up on it, educate yourself, and make the best judgment you think you need to make for you and your family. Now, I wanted to also let you know that the CDC director, Walensky's announcement had a few caveats to it. You know, she just wanted to warn that people who are immune compromised should speak with their doctors before giving up their masks. Okay, so there are still little things we need to keep in mind here. It's going to be on the honorable system. I mean, if I go into a restaurant and I say, well, I'm here to eat and I want that burger, I want that soup, I want that sushi, I want that fried fish or baked fish, whatever it is, that chicken. So I want to have this. But someone may say, well, excuse me, sir, you don't have your mask on. Have you been fully vaccinated? And I will say, well, yes, actually, I have. Well, are they going to ask for my shot card? I don't know. I have no idea. Now, that's where we are in the little gray area. We're in the gray area. We're not sure if they're going to ask for our shot card. We're not sure if we even need to carry our shot cards on us. We're not sure if they're going to come up with some sort of passport.
What you say?
So all of this is very important, because this is where you get to the little gray area where some people are saying, well, did the Biden administration politicize this just to get it out? Just to move on from it. I don't know. I received the emails on that, and I've had people make that comment to me as well. I don't know. I can honestly just say what I've done. I have gotten my shots in my arm. I hope that you get your shots in your arms, and you get with your, if you have children, get them to get their shots, because I think it's imperative that we protect ourselves, and we must follow science. We must follow science, whether we want to or not. We must follow science. Science is at the forefront of just about everything we do, from driving a car to riding a bicycle to shooting a gun at targets to roller skating to jet ski riding to flying a kite to medicine. Science is at the forefront of it all. It is imperative that we heed what the scientists ask us to do, and keep in mind what they're asking us to do, and at least pray on it that we get some sort of guidance if we're not 100% sure if that's what we want to do. But I feel to protect my family and my friends and those that I love and hold most dear, I got the shots. I'm the American Prince Charles III. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today. Take it easy. Happy Friday. Be safe out there. And remember, 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 a little shot can go a long ways. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye, all royal subjects. You've been listening to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. We've come to the time of the day for the drawbridge to be raised, signaling the end of our show. Stay tuned, for there's more to tell. Be honorable. Subscribe and click on the bell. And when there's news to be heard throughout the kingdom, you'll be the first we tell. Until then, farewell.